What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Adon Show. It's been an amazing, phenomenal, fantastic, and wonderful day, as I hope you all have had the same day as me, having a beautiful time with your friends, your family, your loved ones, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, cat, dog. I love you all, and thank you for following me. I'm very appreciative of the fact that you are all on this journey with me. And if you are on this channel, you are searching for something more. You want something more out of life. And you're going to find it, because those who look, find. And those who are curious, learn more. So, let's get on with it. Today we will be talking about love, romance, heartbreak, and all that good stuff in between. So what can we say? Love is the power that moves a world. Love is, like what the Beatles said, all we need. We spend our whole entire lives searching for something to fill that void. Even though we are complete in social psychology, I learned at UCLA that we are social animals. And we are social animals, and without other people, we would be completely fried. I was watching a wonderful YouTube channel called Charisma on Command, and there was a video about Shia LaBeouf today, about him being a very confident leader. And it talked about how he was saying in an interview that we are tribal people. We, evolutionary-wise, we come from tribes where it's like 60, 70 people and we're all together. We belong to a group. We feel a sense of necessity to belong to a community, a society, something and somebody that we identify with, and a group of people that we could share with. Why do you think concerts get so packed with people? It's bringing them together for a common cause. Same thing happens in spiritual temples, religious temples. The music, the power, the prayer, the spirituality, the chanting of lyrics together. It's one of the most powerful devices for unity that we have, including football games, including soccer games, including sporting events. It brings people together. I was remembering a little story my friend told me, that there was a war going on one time, and I'm not sure if it's Pelé, but I think, let's just say it's Pelé. Let's say that Pelé had a soccer game, and the war literally stopped so that this soccer game can occur and everybody can enjoy it. And that's the power of soccer and sports and music, my friends. So we all look for some sort of entertainment to escape, to give us therapy, to give us life, to give us healing, to give us good vibrations. And I was thinking, man, what an impact music has had on my life, especially in my love life. I mean, those first kisses, those perfect dates, those nights under the moonlight, walking under the stars on the beach, those concerts, those first kisses in the car, looking over the city with the radio on, beautiful romantic songs that you could, I don't know, they're like portals. Like, once you hear that song, 5 years later, it transports you right back to that moment where you had that first kiss or where you fell in love. The song, the couple's song. It's like, this is our song, baby. This is our song. It's a song that really identifies the man and the woman, man and the man, woman and the woman, together in this love. So we have the wonderful part of love. We have the in love stage. Ooh, the in love stage. The infatuation. They're perfect. There's no imperfections. You love everything about them. They're wonderful. What happens a year, 2 years down the line? You start seeing the real them. Although what I love about like a woman that I would be with is a woman. What I love about a woman is very attractive is when she is her true self and she shows her imperfections from the very beginning. It shows confidence, and it shows that she's almost wanting to see if I love her for who she really is. And I have a weird side. I have a kooky side, and I always tell people, some people live by the philosophy of only show your weird side to the people that are, you know, able to appreciate it. And there's another philosophy that says just wave your weird flag, and whoever weird people there are, just like you, will flock to you, and you'll know who your tribe is. So I live by option B. So there's different kinds of love. There's companionate love, which is where you're like best friends and you don't need sex. You don't need intimacy. You just love each other because you're best friends. And there's passionate love. Passionate love doesn't last as long, but it's really exuding sexual, carnal, not morbid because that's kind of pejorative, but more of a intense, instinctive sexual motor, fast passing, one night standish type of deal. 2 night, 3 night, 4 night, 5 night, 6 night, 7 night stand, however you want to do it, but it doesn't last as long. What do we want though? We want to keep the flame alive throughout time. And this happens when you introduce novelty into the situation, into the relationship. When you keep doing the wonderful things that you did when you were giving your best version of yourself at the beginning of the in-love stages, when you keep doing that throughout the relationship, romantic gestures, dates, gifts, affection, acts of service, quality time, and the five traits that I'm taking me to the next topic of conversation is the five love languages by Gary Chapman. And this book talks about how we have five love languages. And if we speak to each other in each other's love languages, even though they'll be different from each person to each person inside the relationship, you will be able to fill their love tank, and they will be, you know, you're gonna have a long-lasting relationship. Let me repeat those five love languages. One of them is quality time. The other one is physical affection. The other one is acts of service. The other one is verbal affirmations. And the other one is gift giving. So to know, go online. I'm not advertising the book, but I love the book, so check it out. Take the five love language test for free online, and you will find out what your love language is. And to the next topic, heartbreak. All good things must come to an end. Not always, but if things get toxic in your relationship and you really want to move on, I suggest that just try your best to make it work. Do everything possible to make it work so that if you break up, you don't have that regret, that philosophy of a Don that I have, that is, what if I should have, or I should have done that. Like, don't ever go to bed with that, and don't ever leave a relationship with that. Try to make it work. If you try and try and try and it's not working, that means it's not meant to be. It's not your destiny. It's not in the stars, and it's not for your karma or for your own good. Speaking of karma, every single person we meet in this lifetime is here to teach us a lesson. So even in the bad relationships that we go through, we're here to learn a lesson. So I'm sure that we've all been through crappy relationships, and in those relationships, we've grown. We've found out who we are, what we don't want, what we do want in a relationship, and all relationships are good. Like a friend of mine says, all things are good, no things are bad, because it's all attitude, attitude of gratitude and an attitude of optimism of how you look at life. Everything helps you grow, and everything takes you towards the destination that you want to get to. So that's pretty much the good side. You have to look at the positive side of life. Love. You can attract the person into your life that you want. Some people say, well, it'll happen when you least expect it. Or you'll find that person when you know yourself. Or when you're ready for love, it'll come into your life. But think about it. There's not only one soulmate that you could have. Well, at a time, you could only take care of one person to have a deep bond. But there are many soulmates in your life that you're gonna meet. Twin flame, however, is quite different. That's more hard to find. But imagine the pressure that we have if we only thought that there was one soulmate in the whole entire world for us. It's like, when am I ever gonna find my soulmate? This is so difficult. Oh my god, oh my god. We don't wanna suffer, guys. Just take it as it is. Learn the lesson. Take a deep breath. Know that everything you went through in the past was for a reason. All the bad experiences that you've been to that are passing through your mind right now have made you stronger and more confident. Be grateful for everything you have. Be grateful for everything you want. You're grateful for it. Like Rhonda Byrne in The Secret says, if you have an attitude of already feeling like you have what you want, you will receive it. You will manifest it. You will create it. It's wonderful to be able to use the power of your mind, like Tony Robbins says, to be able to see what you want in your mind. Take it, increase the volume of it, expand that experience in light and color and focus and brightness and speed, and see your life before your very eyes the way you want to live it, and smile while you're doing it. I want you to go out in public. I want you to make a fool of yourself. I want you to act goofy. I want you to just scream, yeah, all right, for no reason, and watch how people react. I want you guys to smile. I want you guys to be goofy, be happy. Life is so short. You never know what can happen. Death, I say, is always right around the corner. You could be any age and the Grim Reaper will come get you if it's your time. I don't know. I don't know if it's written in the book of life for us to die at a certain time of destiny. Some people think that. Other people think that, you know, if you take care of yourself and you think, like, you know, if you take care of yourself and you do smart things, you're gonna last for a long, long time. But that's the instant paradox, the constant paradox of life that we've always been struggling with. It's, do we have free will? Are we in control of everything, of our lives? Or are we, you know, subject to the countless innumerable tragedies that are before us? Honestly, what I think of this paradox is that destiny is created in the moments of decision, like I said in my last episode. Life happens to us. We can't control other people's opinions of us. We can't control what happens. There's so many factors and things that are happening beyond our control. But one thing we can control, my friends, my Adonatics, is this. The way we react, the way we think about life, the way we set values, and the way we respond to different situations. Somebody could come up to me with a super bad vibe, and I'm not gonna lose my cool. I'm gonna keep my cool. And the best way to keep your cool is by doing either math problems, because it shuts off the animal part of the brain, because evolutionary psychology says that when we get mad, animal brain kicks in, fight or flight response mode. Animal brain kicks in, all logic shuts down, and we literally go crazy. Like, have you ever gotten completely, like, pissed off and you can't control yourself? You say things that you, like, no idea why you said them. Why did I say that? Why did I do that? Because I was so angry. That is why we do math problems. I learned that from a psychologist. Do math problems and you will instantly shut off that part of the brain. But it sounds like a joke, but it actually works. It's a good little, like, quick fix. But another thing that I think, if you want to be more proactive and engaging in what's going on, you could actually use what Dan O'Connor from Professional Dan O'Connor Communication Training on YouTube, not a promotion, not an endorsement, Dan O'Connor training online on YouTube, he says to use a broken record, and I'll explain it now. The broken record, ladies and gentlemen, is when somebody says something to you that bothers you and you want to completely show them that they can't get you off balance, that they can't make you lose your cool. Choose a phrase to repeat over and over and over again, no matter what they say. So let's say that someone goes like, oh, like they insult you, right? They're like, oh, you look like a vampire, Adon. You're so pale. And then I say, why are you insulting me? Or why do you think that? Or why would you say that? And they say, oh, because you look like a vampire, Dracula, ha 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 ha. I'm like, what makes you think that? Why would you say that? And they're like, because you're a vampire. I'm like, why do you say that? Oh my God, why do you keep asking, why do I say that? I know, I just want to know, why do you think that? Dracula, Dracula, why do you think that? They're like, oh, forget about you, whatever. And then they're gonna leave. And it's crazy how interesting and how much insight you can get when you ask somebody, why do you think that? Why do you say that? And why do you do that? Because we're so immersed within our own world that we don't realize that we have no idea what the other person is going through and the hardship that they're going through. And sometimes we feel like they're doing something bad to us and they're doing something that's pissing us off, but we don't know the story behind that. What it's like, what if it's like, why did that girl physically hit me, or why did she insult me? And you ask yourself, why did she do that? I'm gonna get pissed off. It's like, no, why don't you ask her, why did you say that, or why would you do that? And you'd be very surprised, my Adonatics, how surprised you would be. I just repeated surprise twice. Let's do it 3 more times. How surprised you will be, let's emphasize on that, of what they're feeling and the reason why they're doing it. Maybe they'll say, look, I spoke to you like that because I'm going through a really stressful time and I feel overwhelmed and it's very difficult. I'm apologizing. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. And you're like, whoa. If I wouldn't have asked that question, I wouldn't have been so enlightened. And it's very insightful to ask more questions. When people are trying to get you off balance, just ask questions. And as I learned in Charisma on Command, another great YouTube channel I want you guys to check out, is the person who's asking the questions has the perceived authority. Now, when you're on a date with somebody, I mean, it's good. I mean, ask questions. It's really good to ask questions and let the other person do most of the talking because you want to get to know them, right? I don't think it's very attractive quality for somebody to be talking about themselves all the time. It's a much more attractive quality for somebody to redirect the attention to the other person or to the other people and make the other people feel, special. Benjamin Disraeli, people spoke about him and they said, another important figure in politics used to walk in the room and we'd say, wow, he's a very brilliant man. But when Benjamin Disraeli walked in the room, we would think, wow, he makes us feel so brilliant. So that is something to think about. Make people feel special, guys. Acknowledge their self-worth, their value, what they think, what they feel. As Tony Robbins says, be interested in what makes people's minds ticking, their motivations, why they do what they do, why they say what they say, and why they think what they think. And as I always say, inspired by Tony Robbins, the Adon Credo is give, 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 everybody. Find meaning in your life, like Viktor Frankl and Jordan Peterson talk about. Find meaning, attain a goal, find a goal, and once you get to the goal, keep striving for more, because it's not about the exterior achievement of the goal. It's more about the interior journey of the climb. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning into the Adon Show. I love you all. I'll see you again soon, and thank you for listening to the Ba-dum, bum, 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 the Adon Show, Adon Show. Ba-dum, bum, 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 the Adon Show, Adon Show. Ba-dum, bum, 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 the Adon Show, Adon Show. Ba-dum, bum, 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 the Adon Show. I love you all. Stay classy. Bye-bye.